I talk to the audience of my mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I talk to the audience of my mind. We usually say, I talk to myself. I share with myself what I'm thinking and what I'm thinking about and talking about. And so I'm talking to myself. But I talk to the audience of my mind. When I am giving a lecture, I am just imagining a grand, supportive audience listening to what I have to say, feeling that the ideas and suggestions that I have to make are beneficial and uplifting and supportive and lots of fun. And so, as I give a lecture to such an audience, I feel illumined. I feel good. And then, as I was coming over the top of the hill this morning, I was thinking to myself, you know, we get awfully excited about things. We get excited about life and its projects, and life goes on. And we've been watching some videos on science and embryos and on eggs and sperm and on the mind, the brain, and how it's developing and how it develops, and how a little child reveals itself, and how we have been doing it so terribly wrong for so terribly long. It's just really unfortunate. And yet, the world comes out pretty nice. And yet, even with all the imperfections that we're doing, the world is coming out pretty good. The people are coming out pretty nice, and we're waking up to the fact that we're not utilizing things as well as we should. But isn't it really a shame? Isn't it a shame that the cavemen didn't use the wheel better than they did? I mean, you know, they could have used the wheel all along. They could have used that to be so helpful. And the cavemen, they could have had sinks in their kitchens, you know, and stoves, and they could have had all sorts of neat things, just like we do, you know. But as time goes on, they progress and they progress and they progress. And we have all these beautiful microwave ovens, and we have all these beautiful electric stoves and gas stoves. And what do we do when it's holiday time and party time? We go out in the backyard and we build a fire and we roast weenies and we roast marshmallows or we make barbecue. We go out and use our primitive resources, because there's something about the primitive resources. What is it about the primitive resources? Are the primitive resources a delightful experience? Mm-hmm. Or are the primitive resources something that remind us to slow down a little bit, mm-hmm. to take it a little easy, to enjoy life and not let it just dash away on us and all of a sudden be over with, and then we haven't even smelled the roses? When I'm talking to myself, when I'm giving a lecture to the audience of my mind, the audience is eager, enthusiastic, and ready to receive everything I suggest to them, all the wonderful ideas. And I even think beautiful thoughts, and I pick up those thoughts and I add those to my talk, and I add those to the things that I'm sharing. But it's a great and a wonderful adventure, because it's an adventure of living in the now and just having fun. Because all of my lectures, the ones that I really enjoy giving, and that's most of them, all of my lectures are fun. They're sort of revealing. They're sort of opening up my heart to who I am and what my world is. It's just a lot of fun. And then I think of all the possibilities. And then I think of all the things that I could say And sometimes I'm at a loss for a word, but I make it up. And I come up with something that says what I want to say, and I'm happy with it. And my audience inside of me is happy with it. And it's a great, wonderful adventure. So, I speak to the audience that's inside of me, because that audience never lets me down. That audience is always supportive and interested and vitally dynamic about everything that I'm thinking, saying, and doing. And it's a great experience. It's just like going into the backyard. Number one, you go in the backyard with friends. You go in the backyard because you're going to party. You go in the backyard because you're going to have a sharing time, laughing and singing and whatever you're going to do. You're going to have a time of silliness, you know, just where you're not trying to be so proper as you would be at your dining room table. You're not trying to be so proper as you would even at your kitchen table. You're not trying to be so proper as you would in the house. If you drop something on the ground in the garden, in the grass or something like that, nobody even notices it. If you drop your barbecued rib and then you reach down and you pick it up off the grass, nobody even notices that you did it. And you're not going to die. There's not germs down there that are going to just eat you up and gobble you up. And probably the barbecue sauce is going to have destroyed the germs. But it's not the barbecue. It's not the outdoors in the backyard. It's the idea that you're in a friendly, happy, harmonious relationship. You're with people who take you just like you are. You got your short pants on. You got your relaxed clothing on. You got your bare feet. You got whatever you got. And you're just being yourself and just having fun. And if you do something silly, everybody says, oh, they don't laugh at you, they laugh with you. And this is a big thing in life. When the world is with us, not at us, but when the world is with us, when we are doing things and our world is with us, they're not laughing at us, but they're laughing with us. They're enjoying with us who we are. Then life is really there to be lived. Now, Ellen has set up a situation with Daniel, who's going to come and video me tomorrow, as I tell stories about the University of Healing and what we are and what we do. And so Ellen has a number of ideas in her mind as to what we should say. And so it's going to be Ellen's video, and that'll be very nice. But if it's Ellen's video, then Ellen should be making the video. Ellen should be out there recording it and talking on the video to people and telling them what she thinks the University of Healing is, what she thinks the philosophy is, what she thinks what we're doing is. Because as for me, I don't have a philosophy. I just live in the now, whatever makes me happy. And if living in the now is running through the grass with my bare feet, then that's what I do. And you can't do that. The queen is coming, you know, the royalty is here, all this busy, you got to live for other people. No. If the day comes I live for other people, I'm going to move to a different dimension. I'm going to move to a dimension where I can live for myself. Because that's what life is all about, is being ourselves and having fun. And if we go around living our life for other people, now, whatever we end up as a video telling the story about the campus here, university, doesn't matter. If the first one isn't quite what we want, then we make another one. And we'll have all sorts of wonderful things. And Ellen finally made peace with herself when she said, "Oh, Herb, you always say the right thing. We don't even need to give a thought about it. When it's time to make the tape, you'll say the right thing. You never have to be concerned. You'll always say the right thing." Well, now, does she believe that?
Yes.
I just heard a yell. Does she believe that? Or does she wish that? What is it that we're trying to do here? What is it we're trying to say? What is it we're trying to tell by making these videos? What is it we're trying to do as we're living here on campus? What is it that we're doing as we go around the world, taking our story wherever we go and telling people the story that they would like to hear, that they have come to hear? What is it we're doing? Well, we are just sort of becoming aware of the magic that is within us. At breakfast this morning, we were oogling and ogling and goggling and googling over all of the magic that the body is, how magical it is, how wonderful it is. We were just getting so excited about the potential of the body and how even when the body isn't utilized to its highest and greatest potential, it's still such an amazing, magical thing. And this is the way all of life is. All of life is an amazing, magical thing that all we have to do is just get in there and live it. And the more we listen and say yes, the greater everything is. The more we listen and say, "Oh, but that isn't so. Oh, but this isn't so. Oh, but you can't say that. Oh, but this isn't right. Oh, but that isn't right." The more we get in there with our judgment, the more joy we take out of life for ourselves and for everyone else. Flow with all things in life. And if you don't think that pornographic material is the type of thing you want in your life, don't be there. Don't be talking about it. If you don't think that people who are loving and gentle and kind and courteous are your type of thing, well, don't be there. Be wherever anything and anybody is who is of your ilk, who is of your way of thinking, of your way of living, of your way of doing something. And if you have to correct other people, then you'll find that life is one big unhappy situation because you're always looking for the faults. And if you're always looking for the positive things about life, about all the things that are going around you, and being yourself and having fun, you find that life just gives you a lot more of the same thing, a lot more of that same happy stuff, a lot more of the same magical stuff. I made a statement to my son about my former wife, and I said, she was kind of tough. She was kind of tough. And my son answered me, and I swear it was me answering me. Mm-hmm. And he answered me in such loving, gentle, considerate terms about his mother that I thought, oh, my goodness, this is what I've been telling him all of his life. Now he's feeding it back to me at this moment when it came to me in an unhappy way. And so then, last night, the phone rings, and the phone says, "It's blocked." And I thought, what is this, blocked? And so I heard the phone making noises, and I picked it up, so I opened the line, and I said, "Hello, hello," and nobody was there, and I said, "Hello, hello, hello," nobody's there. And then, after a while, "Hello," said a voice, you know. "Is that you, Herb?" You know, "Yeah, it's me." And she said, "This is Faith." I said, "That's wonderful." She says, "I need some help. Can you help me?" And I said, "Yes." And she says, "I have more money in my pockets than I should have. And I want to send it to you as a gift. And I said, what? And I said, you keep that money yourself. That's for you. Just for, you know, you don't have that much flow. Just enjoy it. And she said, no, I want you to have it. And I said, well, now look, I will take it. You send it to me. And I will have a special account just for you. And whenever you need that money, it'll be here for you. So you just send it, and then that gets it out of your hands. It gets it off your mind. It makes you feel better about not having it. And just remember that if you ever need it, it's here. And it'll be to you just as quick as you can shake a stick. So you just send it along, and we'll take care of it. And she says, oh, Herb, I can always depend on you. You're always there for me. Yeah, I thank you. Well, no matter how difficult things may be for us, no matter how tough we may look at the world and see only its tough part, the goodness is always there. The love is always there. The joy is always there. And am I happy to help her? Sure. Do I wish that I was always had the same happy attitude that I should have? Yeah. Am I working on it? Yeah. Am I succeeding somewhat? Yeah. And that's good. But I'm doing it for myself. Now, I don't need anyone's judgment. I don't need anyone's approval. I don't need anybody to say, oh, Herb, you're always so good. You're so wonderful. You're not telling me anything new. I know that. You know. Now, I merely remind myself that under all circumstances, I don't listen to the audience outside of me. I listen to the audience inside of me when I give my talks. And as I do that, I am never befuddled. I'm never in a problem. I never feel unhappy. I always feel great. If we, all of us, give to ourselves, if we talk to ourselves, if we share with ourselves, people say at another time that that's part of insanity, but we know better now. Talking to yourself is talking to the greatest genius in the universe, who can give you the best advice, the best direction, the best, the most love of anything in the universe. And hang in there and listen. Hang in there and follow. Hang in there and enjoy. Because when you listen within, when you speak to the audience within yourself, to the volume of who you are within yourself, great and wonderful things happen. And that's all that matters, isn't it? So, have a wonderful day and realize that we're all thinking beautiful, great, wonderful thoughts. And if we listen to our own thoughts, we'll be a lot happier than if we go around listening to other people's thoughts. Because though other people may have brilliant, beautiful, fantastic thoughts, they'll never compare to ours. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.